where he just started feeling like himself again. He was able to make great pitches. Levi Perel will lead off and play shortstop. I think he's Wednesday starting pitcher. Mark Schallenberger will be in left, hit second. Corey Taylor will be at second base and bat third. McGuire Holbrook, the catcher who homered yesterday, will be hitting cleanup. Ali Lapreed will be in center field batting fifth. Kyson Donahue at first base bat sixth. Mitch McCabe in right field batting seventh. Josh Lopez is the DH. He'll hit in the eighth hole. And Mikey Floridis will be at third base bat ninth with the left-hander Jacob James on the mound. So if they go to another left-hander in the game, Joe, we won't have to guess. It's going to be Baker. He's it. James, 6'6", 215 pounds, 24 years of age. Last time he went was on the 27th at Trenton. He went 2 2/3, gave up a run. It was earned on one hit. He struck out one. He walked two. Overall, a 1-0 record with a 4.15 ERA and 21 and a third innings pitched. 10 runs all earned, 21 hits. He is hit to. Why do your hands shake every time I talk about the opposing? You have anger management issues when it comes to hitting batsmen. I mean, for all we know, the guy's leaning over the plate. Come on. And he has struck out 27. He has walked 16. He is out of North Alabama. That's an area where, for the Cutters, to their credit, and to Anthony Markle's credit, this is where the comeback for them has happened. Look, they're playing a little bit better right now. Not much better, playing a little bit better. But the last time we were here, we were talking about how inflated the ERA was in the second half. We were talking about how mediocre the batting average was in the second half.
Yep.
Well, they won 2 out of 3 at Trenton. And here's a big reason why. Their last six outings, okay, the last six games, the pitching staff has returned to form. In the last two series, they have a 3.91 ERA as a staff. That's impressive. 9.85 strikeouts per nine innings. Their lowest whip, ERA, and batting average against their teams are only hitting 208 the last six games against them. And starters have a 4.30 ERA and 10.13 strikeouts per nine innings in the last six games. I know you don't think I research these things. You think I just read the game notes. Oh, wait a minute. That time I did read the game notes. The other stuff I researched, but that one I read the game notes.
They're a valuable resource.
No, I just flat out stole it. I mean, what the heck? It's like one of Rogers' opens. Let's read the game notes. All right, so... they're looking at the highlights. Boomer's staring out at the video board as if there's going to be some Uber ride for him to get out of here. What's he doing? Spikes will be wearing their red jerseys today with the gray pants, blue caps. Say State College across the front of the jerseys with the gold numerals. And the Cutters will be wearing their white jerseys today with the symbolically faux sleeves. What? So it's symbolic.
Yes, you did.
We've been here. I've been here for 18 years. I think it's emblematic of a lot of things I'm thinking. Red caps. By the way, it's their pinstripes today.
Ah, yes.
And it's time now for our national anthem as both teams exit their respective dugouts. A lot of people are changing positions to not want to stand next to Boomer. And here is Neva Williams with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, can you stripes and bright stars.
Nevia Williams with the singing of our national anthem. And, of course, they always encourage everybody to take off their caps and put it over their hearts. I saw a boomer do that. I'm not sure that's for everybody.
What?
Opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Labor Day and the Spikes and the Williams Park Crosscutters. It is a beautiful sunny day here, but it is also a windy day here today. In fact, I was telling Joe, they have a huge American flag that is in center field that's really elevated too. And this is the most I have seen that flag move in all the time I've been here, 18 years of coming to games at this ballpark. Or 18 seasons, 19 years, but 18 seasons of coming here. And the wind today is about 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 20. And the wind is blowing to right field, and the temperature is 72 degrees. And the opening pitch of the game at 105, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Austin Rocaforte leads it off, and the first pitch of the game is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Austin, 266, no home runs, 12 knocked in, 5 doubles and a triple, 1-for-5 yesterday. With a run scored. Low and outside, 2-0 from James. Albert Jones works the plate. Don Goller is down at first. And Bryce Brewer at third. 2-0 to Rocaforte. That's a strike. Ooh, nope, that missed. Tough one there for James to absorb. It's 3-0. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third. He's done a terrific job this year. Lasting's millage is over at first. Squares the bunt. That is a strike. It's 3-1. Can't say enough good things about Tim Battle, right? You know, he has fought for his team. He has changed lineups when need be. That's ball four. Rocaforte's aboard. And not only that, between he and Jared Brown, they changed up this rotation. And the rotation the Spikes have is as good as any rotation in this league because of the changes they've made. He has done really an outstanding job of managing, and I mean managing, this team. Rocaforte down at first is 4-for-8 in stolen bases. Here's Kyle Russell. Russell at 273, no home run, 17 knocked in with 7 doubles. And that pitch is a ball. It's 1-0. Did not play in yesterday's game. Was 1-for-7 in the series against Trenton. You notice, though, as the series kept going, especially when Joe made the trip to Yardley to see Dick Girardi, the 1-0, breaking ball for strike 1-1, he started referring to them on the air as Trenton. Fortunately, we're not doing games in Boston. You'd be dropping R's left and right. I'm from Bill Ricker. The 1-1 throw to first back standing.
I'm calling from Somerville. When's Bobby Orr's birthday? Oh, boy.
March 20th, by the way. Any New Englander knows that. 1-1 the count. Rocaforte, good lead down at first. Donahue's holding him on. Donahue Taylor at second. Perel at short, low and inside. And good job by Holbrook to block it. 2-1 the count. Floridis is at third. Mark Schallenberger in left. Ali Lapreed in center. And Mitch McCabe in right with McGuire Holbrook behind the plate. Russell, they play him straight away, not deep in left or center, but McCabe always plays a deeper right field. 2-1 the count. Good lead by Rocaforte at first. Swing and a miss, high fastball, and it's 2-2. It's 320 down the left field line, 411 dead center, 328 down the right field line. So the fence in left is 20 feet shorter than it used to be, and the one in right on the ground to short. Perel, one to Taylor on the first. Double play, 6-4-3. Two outs for Parker Cadeau. Yeah, and that wall in the right field is about 17 feet shorter than it used to be. Wall 8 feet high at the bullpens goes to 12 feet high all the way around to the batter's eye in center, which is 15 feet high. Cadeau bats on the left side. Parker 0-for-3 yesterday with two walks and a run scored, hitting .241. No home runs, 13 knocked in, 6 doubles, 3 triples. Wraps it on the ground, foul, pass Lastings Millage at first. I don't mean pass, Lastings didn't even move. Yeah, I'm not getting that. Even Don Goller looked at it and went, I'm not touching that. 0-1 the count. James, the lefty, works from the third base side of the mound. Holds the glove right in front of his face and drives to the plate. Breaking ball high for a ball. Curveball 1-1. Cadeau finally got thrown out stealing a base the other day. First time. 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. By the way, he did steal a couple of bases in the series. That was the aberration. He's a mere 16 of 17. A pitch. That's in there for a strike. 2-2 the count. A curveball that time. Out of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Pleasure to meet his family at the ballpark last week. Great people. 2-2. Outside for a ball. Full 3-2. James thought he had that call. Albert Jones said no. Trackman says no. James overruled 2-0. By technology and Albert, which are pretty much, in my mind, one of the same. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Curveball up in the zone. He went after it, and the inning is over. At the end of half inning, State College nothing, and Williamsport coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
So we go to the bottom of the first inning. Chris Shaw on the mound. His last four outings have been outstanding. And it seems like each time, as Joe properly mentioned, each time he has pitched the last four times, we've ended the broadcast with him saying it was his best outing of the year. That's why each one has been progressively better. No decision the last time. Probably a game he should have been the winning pitcher. But he went six innings, four hits, one run against West Virginia. It was earned, struck out five, walked one. And that was back on the 28th. He had the really well-manicured, thick goatee. Joe's been attempting to grow one now for a week since it was brought up. There was actually a point where Putnam had the goatee. Levi Perrell will lead it off. Shortstop steps in. Ah, look, good to see Julie gainfully employed today. She's back to babysitting duty tomorrow night.
With the ultimate child.
The pitch. And Perrell takes a strike. 0-1 the count. That's been a big part of what we're talking about with Chris Shaw. He's now getting ahead of hitters. The pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. You know, there's, as you know, I am not a big believer in the pitch. And it's fouled out of play. I'm not a big believer at all in the Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are, right? You have to be able to be out there on an everyday basis to understand what the record is. That's a ball 2-2. Shaw is a perfect example. I'll tell you, Nick Palumbo's another one. Palumbo's had, what, 17 appearances, 15 outstanding ones, two, let's face it, very bad ones, and that's why his ERA is the way it is. Well, you're telling me he's a 4-0 ERA guy? No, that's what the number is. Ooh, that just missed ball four. That just missed. That was close. So Perrell's aboard. And Perrell is 6-7 in stolen bases. See, that's why you have to see the full body of work with your own eyes on an everyday basis to know why your record is what it is. Schallenberger to the plate. 237, home run 15, knocked in with seven doubles and a triple. Bats on the left side. Spikes been terrific at turning double plays all season, including the second half. The pitch. That just missed outside. One ball, no strikes. Started him out with a fastball at 88. Normally when Chris throws his fastball, that was a two-seamer that time. Four-seamer's about 92. And the 1-0. Down low for ball 2-0. I feel like early on, because we saw Chris go 95 early, now he's throwing it at 92. You're like, oh, well, he's lost velocity. No, it's allowed him to have better control of it. And the 2-0. There's a strike, 2-1 the count. 92 with that fastball that time. And Joe doesn't think I know what I'm talking about. Could do a couple steps toward the bag at second. Did I misread the number, Joe? 2-1. That's low and inside, 3-1. So the question is going to be, with Spiegel behind the plate, what does Kenny Thomas want to do? He's coaching down at third and Sean Miller at first. 3-1 the count, and they throw to first because Shaw was thinking what we were thinking. Perrell gets back. We asked Shaw the other day, as part of our survey of the players, throw to first, if somebody were to go into the clubhouse and take your clubhouse food, some layman, would you be happy? Joe says, we have a good census. I said, no, Joe, it's unanimous. It's on the ground at first, but it's fielded there by Manny Jackson, foul. Manny Jackson down at first. Grant Norris at second. Parker Cadu is at short. Kyle Russell at third. Cam Buford in left. Caleb Hill in center. Austin Rocaforte in right with Josh Spiegel behind the plate for Chris Schull, who now works with a 3-2 count to Mark Schallenberger. Wind blowing to right about 10 to 15. Throw to first. Perel dives back. That was close. He got back, but it was close. Still nobody out. Bottom of the first. We are scoreless. Shaw looks in, gets his sign, and is ready to the plate. That just missed. Ball four. Back-to-back walks to open the game. Now, the last time he pitched here, he opened up the same way. Then bounced right back. Corey Taylor to the plate. Now, here's a guy who's been driving in runs for them lately, including against the Spikes. Hitting .267, home run 12 knocked in with three doubles. There was that series where the Spikes gave up four runs, and he drove in three of the four. Well, the Spikes have turned one triple play in the history of the franchise, Joe called it, and is very proud to tell everybody. Well, first and second, nobody out. And Shaw looks at second and delivers. One outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. One and oh the count. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. They'll appeal, but did not go. It's the right call. 2-0 the count. McGuire Holbrook on deck, the big catcher out of Florida State. Against Taylor straight away. And normal depth, maybe back a couple of steps. The pitch. Line to left field. That is a base hit. Buford charges. He's going to come up throwing, and they're going to hold him at third. Missed the cutoff, man, but Schall was covering home so Spiegel could back it up. Base is loaded now, and nobody out for McGuire Holbrook. So you're talking about a guy in Holbrook as Spiegel goes out to talk to Schall. Holbrook obviously has the power to drive in runs, but he also is a double play candidate if you want to go home to first. And McGuire Holbrook will step to the plate. He did homer yesterday, 230, five home runs, 28 knocked in, six doubles and a triple. Those numbers go all the way back to the beginning of the season. He is wrapped into three double plays. Even a conventional double play, the Spikes would turn. They would sacrifice a run this at this stage to get the two outs. There's nobody out. Two walks and a single. Bases loaded. Holbrook waits right-handed box in the pitch. There is a strike. It is 0-1. No balls and a strike. 91 with that fastball. Chris looks in. Outfield straight away a little bit deeper. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Good job by Spiegel to block at that time. Saved a run. It's 1-1. Buford doing stretching exercises in left field. Joe, meanwhile, massaging the throat muscles. And the pitch hit high in the air, left field, playable for Buford. This should score a run. Shades his eyes over, and he can't make the play. He never saw the ball. And everybody is safe. It's going to be an RBI single, 1-0. Bases are still loaded. He just, in the sun here, I'm not sure, like I know the sun's higher today, because it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to an evening game. But he was holding the glove up trying to find it that time, and then he's checking it again. Here is Ali Lapred. Their pronunciation guide has it as Lapred. Here's the pitch outside. Hey, Joe, what are we doing here? Am I wrong about that? What does it say to Lapreed? Yeah. But we do know it's Lapreed. 1-0. Yeah, it's a strike, 1-1. 89 with that one that time. Yeah, I'm just a thought, you know, maybe for the championship game and proofread it. When one of the Trenton broadcasters coming or whomever. It's fouled out of play, 1-2. That you may do it. Could be you. Either way, something will be done. 1-2. That is slapped down the right field line toward the batting cage and out of play. It's still 1-2. Joe now going over to talk with his friends. Ball and two strikes. Lapreed at 175. And he fouls that out of play. Home run driven in six. Got three doubles. Still 1-2 the count. Shaw delivers. That's fouled over the roof and out of play. Well, what's happening here? Shaw's already thrown 22 pitches in this inning. James threw 16. Bases loaded, nobody out. One run in, 1-0 Williamsport in the bottom of the first, and the pitch. That's wrapped on the ground, foul third base side. The interesting part is it would be 1-0 regardless. The difference would be first and second with one out. But Buford couldn't see the ball, and then it fell in for a hit. So it would have been 1-0 anyway. It would have been a sacrifice fly. 1-2 in tight, 2-2 the count. 92 with that fastball, moved him back a bit. Freed out of Alabama State. Shaw's 2-2. Up the middle, base hit, could score two. Being charged there by Hill. He'll fire to the plate, they'll only get one. 2-0 Cutters. As Schallenberger scores from third, the bases are still loaded. And with nobody out, Kyson Donahue to the plate. 2-14, no home run, six knocked in with five doubles. The first hit by Holbrook was just a misplay, just couldn't see the ball. That was a line drive. Here is the pitch. High and wide to Donahue with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-0 the count. 2-0 Cutters here in the bottom of the first. Shaw delivers. Foul third base side toward Lycoming, creaking out of play. Goes ballpark, driveway, a levee, Lycoming Creek, and then Route 15 on that left side. 1-1. High for a ball, 2-1 the count. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Cutters with a 2-0 lead. And the pitch. Outside, 3-1. Chris, I think, just needs to get that first out just to settle in. Thought he had it on the fly ball to the left. 3-1. Outside ball, 4. He walks in a run. It's 3-0. Bases loaded. Still nobody out. And here comes Jared Brown to talk to his pitcher. Tells you about tomorrow. It's going to be Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Ace Baldwin's going to be on hand for an appearance. He'll be meeting, greeting, signing, taking pictures tomorrow night. The Big Ten Basketball Defensive Player of the Year back for his senior season. And fireworks after the game. It's going to be a great night for Spikes Baseball. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, StateCollegeSpikes.com. You can go to the box office or walk up tomorrow night. And the Spikes, once again, have drawn over 100,000 fans this year. Right now at 100,185. And the weather tomorrow night looks to be spectacular. 72 degrees and sunny with no chance of rain tomorrow. I mean, no chance. Mound conference is over. Been a rough opening inning for Chris Shull. Three walks, three singles, and a 3-0 Williamsport lead. Mitch McCabe at the plate. McCabe at 176, two home runs, 10 knocked in with six doubles. Bats from the right side. Swing and a miss. This was borderline that time. He went after it. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 90 that time. It's 0-2. Josh Lopez on deck. Shaw looks in. And the 0-2 count coming up. And the pitch. Up high. Purpose pitch there. 1-2 the count. That wind blowing to right and occasionally in at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusting to 20. The 1-2. Breaking ball on the ground. Left side picked up there. One. On to first. Stretch. Safe at first. They get a run out of it. It's 4-0. So McCabe will get an RBI in the fielder's choice. Holbrook scores from third. Lapreed moves to third. And Donahue out at second. One out. Here's Josh Lopez. Lopez, the DH today at 216. Three home runs, 17 knocked in with three doubles. Bats from the right side. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back. Kind of a half swing that time. It's 0-1. Feel like Schultz confused him that time. It was a two-seamer, and it was a strike, by the way. It was clearly in the zone. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Low and out. It gets away from Schultz. Coming to the plate is Lapreed. He will score. It's 5-0. And moving to second, McCabe. So, 5-0, a big opening inning for Williamsport. They're not done yet. There's still just one out. And McCabe's down at second. Schultz 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. 90 with that one. That's actually going to be a pass ball that allowed Lapreed to score. Not a wild pitch, but that is a pass ball. I was waiting for the ruling. That's why I didn't say it right away. Thought it was a possibility of a pass ball, and it was. 1-2. Call strike three. Got him. First strikeout for Chris Shulm. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, our view of healthcare, all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Ninth hitter of the inning is Mikey Floridis. Floridis comes in at 200. No home runs. Three knocked in with a double. Came on second now with two outs. The pitch fouled straight back. And again, he took a half swing that time. And that pitch was clearly in the zone. It's 0-1. It's the two-seamer again that time. Set by Shull. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Backhanded by Norris near the bag at second. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But they do send nine to the plate. They get five runs on three hits and leave one. The end of one inning. 5-0 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
So we move our way to the top of the second inning, 5-0. The Cutters lead it. Josh Spiegel will lead it off for State College. We'll be followed by Caleb Hill and Carmine Lane. Up high to Spiegel for a ball. Spiegel's been outstanding the last couple of weeks for State College. He is now up to 3 home runs, 17 knocked in, and has lifted that average up to 262. He has 5 doubles. Did not play yesterday, was 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored on Saturday. In there for strike, 2-1 the count. We change up that time. James, the left-hander, working with a 5-0 lead here in the top of the second. And the pitch. Curveball lifted high in the air, foul. Might be playable third base side. He can't find it. The catcher can't find it. He dives into the netting and did not get it. Holbrook made a great effort. It did not help, though, that Floridis could not see the ball at all. Count now 2-2. Again, it is 1:38 in the afternoon here, and this is different than what the players are used to with this high sky today and the sun. They're fighting the sun, which is right in their eyes. 2-2 to Spiegel. And James waits and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. James gets his second strikeout of the afternoon. And here's Caleb Hill. Hill at 276. No home runs, 15 knocked in with 2 doubles, 2 triples. He went 0-for-4 yesterday. Carmine Lane, the newest spike on deck. Hill bats from the left side. The pitch outside corner for a strike. Start him out with a breaking ball that time. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. The pitch. It's down low in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Curveball. How long James can go will be the question. He's been a reliever his entire time here. Last time out, he did go 2 2/3. 1-1 the count. And he deals. Down in the dirt. 2-1 the count. 5-0 Cutters here in the top of the second. Time called, and now Hill back in the left-handed box. And play him to pull. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Excellent location with that changeup. It's 2-2. Tomorrow night, back home for the 2024 home finale. 2-2. Checked it, didn't go, 3-2. 6:35 tomorrow. Gates open at 5:30. You can walk up tomorrow if you want your tickets in advance. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com or go to the box office. 3-2 to Hill. Swing, and he tipped it and fouled it back. He stays alive. Curveball that time up in the zone. He has thrown a lot of breaking pitches, changeups, sliders, and especially the curveball. 3-2 to Hill with one out, bases empty. The pitch. That is looped into shallow left field. Coming on, Schallenberger makes the catch. Two outs. Carmine Lane, the newest Spike. Hitting 375. No home runs, three knocked in with a double, all in the Trenton series. 19th round pick of the Miami Marlins back in 2022. Collegially played at South Florida, where he had 22 home runs, drove in 105, and hit 309. And the pitch, high and tight at the letters, 1-0 the count. He's 23 years of age, 6-foot, 200-pounder, catcher by trade, bats from the right side. And the pitch, up high, 2-0, and three stops in the Marlins organization. No home runs, four knocked in with 231. Three doubles and a triple. But keep in mind, his USF numbers were outstanding. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. When you're hitting 309 with 22 home runs and 105 knocked in and have a 491 slugging percentage for your career, that's why you get drafted. Up high, 3-1 the count. Again, the Marlins made him their 19th round pick in 2022. Levels the bat and waits. 3-1 to Lane. There's a strike, takes it. 3-2 the count. Again, another breaking ball. I'm trying to think there's a point where James has thrown a fastball. The pitch, breaking ball, one hopper to second, almost eats up Taylor, but he fields it. He threw it wide of the bag. Did he hold the bag? Yes. Good job by Donahue at first. In fact, not just a good job by Donahue at first, a great job by Donahue at first. Spikes go in order in the second, down 5-0 to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Levi Perel leads it off here in the bottom of the second, and a wave and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Walked in, scored in the first. It's 5-0 Cutters here in the bottom of the second. Big inning for Chris Schull and for the Spikes. Explain in a moment. The pitch, low and outside. You need Schull to eat up some innings for your bullpen now, and you need him to do it in such a way where it keeps the Spikes realistically in the game. Pitch. Outside corner, call, strike three, got him, and Perel just looks straight up, not happy with himself. One gone, second strikeout for Chris Schull. Both have been looking, by the way. Fourth year in a row, Mountain Indy Medical Center, named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Mark Schallenberger walked and scored in the first inning. 5-0 Cutters, bottom of the second. Schull delivers. Outside. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Went breaking ball that time. Missed outside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Down low, 3-0. And you don't want to be throwing extra pitches you don't need to. If you're Schull, you want to keep guys off base. 3-0. There's a strike, 3-1. I mean, Chris can realistically give you 100 pitches today. He's at 49 right now. And the 3-1. Hit high in the air, deep to right field, back to the wall, looking up, and it is gone. Into the bullpen and right, it's 6-0 Williamsport. Schallenberger hits his second homer of the season. .379 They get out of here at 100. Six nothing Cutters. Corey Taylor at the plate, single to left and scored back in the first. Taylor bats from the right side. 6-0. Schull looks in and delivers. Breaking ball for a strike. Started him out with a curveball, inner half of the plate that time. No balls and a strike. That one is hit in the air. Left center field, coming over Caleb Hill. Underneath it, makes the catch. Two gone. McGuire Holbrook, RBI single. This is the one they hit high in the air to left, and Buford could never find it, and it just came down, and they knocked in a run on it, and Holbrook eventually himself scored. That's from the right side with two outs, bases empty, and the pitch. Low and outside. One ball and no strike. Started him out with a curveball that time. 1-0 the count and the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0. For Holbrook, the RBI for him was his 29th with the Cutters. That's on the ground up the middle into center field for a base hit. He's 2-for-2 today. That'll bring Ali Lapree to the plate. RBI single, a line drive up the middle, back in the first and scored. So Lapree will step in here. There is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Excuse me, left-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. It's Jackie Robinson. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Yeah, Jackie Robinson warming in the Spikes bullpen. And the pitch. That's hitting high in the air. Foul. First base side out of play toward the batting cage. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes to Lapreed. With Holbrook on first and two outs. One run in on the Schallenberger homer. 0-2. Hit high in the air. Down the right field line. Slicing foul and out of play toward the batting cage. Still 0-2 on Lapreed. The count, the pitch. Bounced that one in, blocked by Spiegel. Good job by Josh that time. It's 2-2. Actually, it should be 1-2. It's 1-2. New baseball's brought out for Albert Jones. Breed's already fouled off a couple, so they needed a refresher. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Hit to right field, down the line, and that one is slicing into the bullpen. Home run for Ali Lapreed. It just kept carrying and carrying, and the wind is blowing to right, and he gets it out of here at 377 feet. It left at 95 miles an hour, and now it's 8-0. Two-run homer for Lapreed. His second with the cutters, and he's driven in three runs today. 8-0. This is not a reflection of how Chris has pitched in the last 3 weeks. And here's Kyson Donahue. Up high for a ball. 1-0. Jackie Robinson continues to throw in the bullpen for the Spikes. Spikes would love to get out of this inning. The pitch. Swing, and he fouled that one back. It was a breaking ball that time. A changeup. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Missed outside for a ball. 2-1 the count to Donahue. Donahue walked with the bases loaded to knock in a run back in the first. 2-1. Checked it. That's a strike. 2-2. Look at the last 3 weeks how well Scholl has pitched. Today's the aberration. 2-2. Down low, full 3-2. So far, an inning and two-thirds in this one. He's already thrown 67 pitches. 8-0. And called strike three. Got him in the inning. Is over. Third strikeout of the afternoon for Chris Scholl. And the strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Athens Street, offering same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. 8-0 cutters to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the top of the third inning. 8-0 Williamsport as Manny Jackson will lead it off, followed by Grant Norris and Cam Buford. Jackson at 232, three home runs, 23 knocked in with four doubles and a triple. 0-for-3 at Trenton yesterday as James goes back to work. Jacob James, the luxury of working with an 8-0 lead, down low for a ball. He has thrown, he hasn't thrown a fastball yet. It's all been changeups, sliders, and curveballs. One out. That's down low. 2-0 the count. Last time out, he went 2 2/3, but with an 8-0 lead, he may go longer. And the 2-0. Up high, 3-0. The other part, too, is for Ryan Hannigan, how much does he want to save his bullpen with the championship game coming up on Thursday? 3-0. There's a strike, 3-1. James stares in, 3-1 to Jackson. There's a strike, full 3-2. James so far has thrown 40 pitches in this game. Actually, he's the guy with the 8-0 lead, but he's thrown, that ball got away, ball four. He's thrown far more misses than strikes so far. 41 pitches and 18 have been strikes. Grant Norris will step in. Norris, 2-for-4 yesterday with a double, knocked in two, stole a base, hitting .210, no home runs, 10 knocked in with four doubles. Second walk of the day for James. The pitch. That's in there for a strike, get his 0-1. James making his first start in his 12th appearance, 1-0 with a 4.15 ERA. Problem is he's been giving up too many walks. There's a strike, it's 0-2. Came in at 27 strikeouts, 16 walks. And 16 walks in 21 2/3. And the 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Now, that was obviously a purpose pitch that time, but I'm not quite sure what the purpose was. It wasn't anywhere near the zone. 1-2 the count. Stares in. Jackson leads off first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three on a high fastball that was probably out of the zone. Remy fastballs at 85. This guy does not throw hard. He has three strikeouts, though. One out here is Buford. Didn't play yesterday. 253, two home runs, 31 knocked in with six doubles, two triples. And the pitch. Hit high in the air, foul first base side, now to play. It's 0-1. 8-0 cutters, five in the first. Then three in the second. All three in the second were on home run. Schallenberger, solo homer to right. And then Ali Lapree did a two-run shot into the bullpen and right. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Low and inside for a ball. 1-1. One ball and one strike. And he goes set, the left-hander. To the plate. Up high, it's 2-1. Again, it's just been a steady diet of breaking stuff over and over and over again. His fastball, I mean, I'm going to say that if it is his fastball, it's 85. That's his top out number. 2-1. Breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul. Donahue gave it a run, but isn't going to get there. 2-2 on Buford. Jackson on first with one out. Spike still don't have a hit today. Both their base runners today have been on walks. The first one was wiped down in a 6-4-3 double play. 2-2 the count. Waits, delivers. Up high at the letters, it's full 3-2. But again, down 8-0, Tim is not running Jackson at first on 3-2, one out. And he's only 2-4 in stolen bases anyway. 3-2. That's on the ground. Inside the bag of third. It's going to be extra bases going to the left field corner. Jackson around second on his way to third. He'll pull up there. Second and third with one out as Buford delivers his seventh double of the season. Back to the top of the order. Austin Rocaforte walked in the first. Rocaforte has driven in a dozen this year. He has an opportunity here, second and third with one out. Austin bats from the right side. James looks in. And delivers. Breaking ball, curveball that time. Inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Again, it's been a steady diet. Changeup, slider, curveball. The majority have been curveballs. 1-0. And that's another breaking ball, another curveball that time. 2-0, it missed. Two balls, no strikes. Second and third with one out. The pitch. Missed inside, it's 3-0. Jackson's on third. He walked. Buford's on second. He doubled. 3-0 on Rocaforte. The pitch. High and tight. Four-pitch walk. Bases loaded. So now the Spikes have the bases loaded and one out for Kyle Russell, who did hit into a 6-4-3 double play his first time. Down 8-0. Can the Spikes make a dent here? As come out, and I think Ryan Hannigan's the one that went out this time. He's out there talking to James. Nobody throwing in the Williamsport pen, but stretching a start. Remember, you are starting a relief pitcher in this game who has 11 previous appearances, and his 11 previous appearances has gone 21 2/3. So, in other words, he's been averaging less than two innings per appearance. Here is Russell. Russell has driven in 17 for the Spikes. And RBI in the Trenton series. The pitch. Low and inside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Started him out with a changeup that time. 1-0 the count. That pitch is a strike. It is 1-1. Stares in. The 1-1 count to Russell. And he cued that one foul first base side to the Williamsport dugout. It is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. James stares in. Bases loaded, one out. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and that's exactly what James needed that time. Did he tip it? He did. I guess he must have got a piece of it. Albert Jones says foul ball. It's now 1-2. James didn't think he did. Holbrook didn't think he did. But Albert Jones says he did. If Albert said he did, he did. So 1-2 still the count as he was able to get a piece. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Hit high in the air, center field. That'll be deep enough to score Jackson. Lapree makes the catch. Jackson comes in from third. The throw to third, not in time. Buford gets there. It is 8-1. And Russell drives in his 18th run of the year with the sacrifice fly to center field. Jackson scores. Buford ends up at first and third. Now with two outs and a run in for Parker Cadu. Cadu struck out swinging the first time. Parker has driven in 13. Got Buford down at second. Love to get him in. Make a further dent in this 8-1 deficit. They've got one in this inning. Got plenty of speed at first, too, and Rocaforte. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. For James, that was his version of, quote, hard stuff that time at 85. 0-1 on Cadu. Parker waits, and the pitch. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike. Good curveball that time by James. He's ahead 0-2. Right-handed action in the bullpen for the Cutters. James, the tank may be just about empty here. 0-2 the count. The pitch. Checked it, did not go. High fastball. That's his top out number, 86 that time. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The pitch, there goes Rocaforte, and that's just foul wide of the bag at first. Here is James staring in. First and third, two outs, one run in. Top of the third, spikes down 8-1. The pitch, high and wide, missed on that one. Another curveball that time, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes here in the top of the third inning. One run in, first and third, two outs. Cadu waits. James delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. The bottom fell out of that one, and the inning is over. The Spikes do get a run. They do so on a hit. They strand two. End of 2.5. 8-1 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we work our way to the bottom of the third. The Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Rough one today for Chris Scholl. He went two innings, six hits, eight runs, seven earned. He struck out three, walked three, and gives way now to Jackie Robinson, the left-hander with an 0-1 record. He has struck out 15, walked nine. Last time out on the 27th of August against West Virginia, went three innings, four hits, one run. It was earned. He struck out one, but he walked three. So far, 21 and two-thirds. He's given up 39 hits. Mitch McKay, fielder's choice, and knocked in a run back in the first inning. It's 8-1 Cutters here in the bottom of the third. And they're hoping Robinson can maybe eat up three innings here. The pitch, and the bat goes flying, which will indicate to you he missed it. It's 0-1. Ended up actually in the Spikes dugout. So McKay will get the bat back, and I expect they'll bring something, a little stick-em for the bat. Yeah, they're going to use that, sure. That should solve everything. Oh, and won the count on McCabe. Steps back into the right-handed box, now he steps back out again. Interesting, Russell near the line at third. The pitch, swing, and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-2. With fastball at 88 that time. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike three got him. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. One out, and that'll bring to the plate Josh Lopez, who struck out looking his first time. 8-1 Cutters here in the bottom of the third. Spikes made a dent in the top half of this inning. Actually had a chance for more. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. Started him out with a curveball that time. It's 0-1. The ball's a strike. Outfield straight away. Buford a little deeper and left against Lopez. The pitch. That is fouled to the screen to our right and then falls back down below onto the field. It is 0-2. Robinson, 6 foot, 195-pound left-hander, 24 years of age, lives in Edmond, Oklahoma, did his collegiate pitching at Austin Peay. Actually started his collegiate career at Louisiana Monroe. 0-2, that bounced in, it's 1-2. And he transferred to Austin Peay. Mentioned a couple times when he's been out there that most of his appearances in college were out of the bullpen. 1-2. That is hit in the air, center field, coming on his hill, coming on. He's there, puts it away. Two gone. He made 65 collegiate appearances. Only two were starts. So this bullpen role suits him. And Mikey Floridi's at the plate, who grounded out to second to end the first inning. Here's the set by Robinson. He always works from the stretch. That's high at the letters for a ball. One ball and no strike. Started him out with a fastball that time at 87. Now, whether James comes back for the fourth, I would say that is a long shot. Inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. They do have a right-hander warming in the pen right now, which to me is the indicator they're going to get him out of there. The pitch, high and wide. 3-0 the count. James did throw 65 pitches and barely climbed over the Mendoza line with 33 strikes, but he's got the 8-1 lead. There's a strike. It's 3-1. Went slider that time. Three balls and a strike. Here's the set. The pitch. Hit in the air. In the infield, Robinson, the pitcher, he says he has it, and he makes the catch. The inning is over, and the Cutters go in order in the third. At the end of three full, it's 8-1 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, the Spikes saw nothing but breaking balls for the first three innings, and let's give James his due. He went out and did his job in the first three innings, gave up one hit, one run, struck out four, walked three, but now they're going to go to the definition of long relief. Zach Murray, who in the first half was the best pitcher in the MLB Draft League and was awarded as such, but in the second half it has been a different story for him.
And he's been in and out of the rotation and the bullpen.
Yep, so this will be his 17th appearance and his 6th in relief. 7-3 with an ERA of 5. That ERA was in the mid-2s at the end of the first half. 68 in the third, 76 hits, 39 runs, 38 earned, struck out 60, walked 30, hit 1, and has given up 5 home runs. And to take us through the middle third, my good friend Joe Putnam.
Thank you very much, Steve Jones, and Zachary Murray delivers his first pitch of the afternoon. It is a ball inside to Josh Spiegel, the catcher, who at one point had 4 consecutive games with an RBI, and that one up and in. And Josh out of the way of that one. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, actually 91. 2-0 the count. Murray taking over here in the fourth inning. 8-1 Williamsport, a big 5-run first, really put the cutters ahead. Of course, the Spikes with that unlikely but possible scenario entering the game, but a key part of that, of course, is winning 3 games against Williamsport to still be alive for the MLB Draft League second-half championship. Grounder on to third, taken by Florida's throw to first in time, one away. Of course, tomorrow we close the summer out with a bang. Several of them, as a matter of fact. Fireworks after the 2024 home finale at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Be part of all the fun. Game time is 6:35. Gates open at 5:30 with, of course, early entrance for season ticket holders and groups. And the first 500 fans get a Spikes Dollar Dog T-shirt presented by the McClure Company on Dollar Dog Night. Grounder on to second off the bat of Caleb Hill. Throw to first in time. 2 down. First 2,000 hot dogs, a buck apiece tomorrow night. A Tuesday tradition returns to Medler Field on Lebrano Park to close out the season. Of course, Penn State students, big enthusiasts of those dollar dogs. So if you have a Penn Stater in your life, make sure they know that it's a cheap dinner tomorrow night. First 2,000 hot dogs, a buck apiece. Carmine Lane, the South Florida product, takes a strike over the outer edge. Lane is 0-for-1 this afternoon with a ground down. Murray delivers. That is a strike over the outer edge. Of course, tomorrow, Ace Baldwin Jr. will be on hand. He's back in Happy Valley for another season. The reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year as the 0-2 to Lane foul back. And Ace will be meeting and greeting fans, signing autographs. He'll also be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch for the home finale. And he will be part of some of the on-field fun as well. 0-2, called strike three over the outer edge. And Murray records his first strikeout of the day, the Crosscutters' fifth. 8-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Levi Perrell will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Williamsport Crosscutters. As we remind you, this is the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. First pitch to Perrell, a ball inside from the lefty Jackie Robinson, who retired all three batters he faced in the third, and the pitch, that's fouled away, first base side. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League today. One other game in progress right now. Trenton, which like the Spikes, hopped on a bus after the game and departed for their next contest, which is in Frederick today. Well, the Thunder in the bottom of the eighth against the Keys and leading 5-2. Trenton with a one-game lead on West Virginia with three to play entering today's action in the MLB Draft League. The other game in the league, West Virginia Mahoning Valley down at Kendrick Family Ballpark will be at 6:30 tonight. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Pops out of the mitt of Spiegel on the ground. He'll pick the ball up, throw to first in time to complete the strikeout. The second of the evening, or the afternoon rather, for Jackie Robinson. The fifth for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. Here on this Labor Day holiday, a happy Labor Day to one and all today. A long weekend here, and of course, two more games on the schedule for the Spikes tomorrow, the home finale. And then Wednesday night will be the season finale for the Spikes here in Williamsport. Crosscutters look to align things as they host the MLB Draft League Championship game on Thursday. They will meet the second half champion. It is looking more and more like it will be either Trenton or West Virginia. And with the Thunder up 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth today, that will solidify things as they would be up by at least a game. And I'm not sure. We'll have to look and see how the tiebreaker is. Trenton and West Virginia could conceivably have the exact same record. Here's a liner to right field. That's a base hit for Mark Schallenberger, who had a home run earlier today. That's his second hit, third time he has reached base. Here's Corey Taylor, the Williamsport second baseman, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Taylor in the right-handed box. Ryan Hannigan, the Williamsport manager, coaching at third, dishing out the signs. And Robinson delivers. Fastball down and in. No movement by Schallenberger off first. A reminder as well that today is the last day to vote for the PSECU People's Choice Award. Vote for your favorite spike. Voting is available online at statecollegespikes.com. You can click the link that's on the front page. And voting goes through the end of the night tonight. And the winner will be announced at tomorrow's home finale. And right now the balloting is getting close, getting down to the wire, so make sure that you've got your votes in for your favorite spike. And it's from either half of the 2024 season. The 1-1 pitch, a strike on the inner half. 1-2 the count. Robinson comes set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. Third strikeout for Robinson, the sixth for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Here's McGuire Holbrook, a pair of singles, an RBI, two runs scored today. Again, Williamsport with a five-run first and a three-run second, holding the big lead here in the bottom of the fourth is the breaking ball low and away, the Toyota RAV fourth inning. And the pitch, ground or foul, third base side. It'll be backhanded by Russell, who, by the way, coming on late as a contender for the PSECU People's Choice Award is Kyle Russell. But it could be any spike. I think of the players out on the field right now, all of them have at least some votes. 1-1. Lifted foul, first base side. There have also been some votes from first half, four first half spikes as well. And we haven't delved too far into it to know exactly if any of these spikes have voted for themselves, but that is not contrary to the rules. They can vote for themselves all they like. But again, haven't seen any of it, but seen plenty of supporters of theirs from Happy Valley and around the country make their voice heard. Here's a fly ball right center field, and that is off the wall. Schallenberger around third. He will score, and it's an RBI double for McGuire Holbrook. His third hit of the game, his second run batted in. The two-out double makes it 9-1. And Bryce Brewer is going to check the baseball. Third base umpire, he says it's good to go. It maintained its spherical shape. Here's Ollie Lapreed now. Lapreed, RBI single in the first, two-run homer in the second. Jackie from the stretch, the pitch swung on, foul tipped into the mid, off speed from Robinson that time. 0-1 the count. Here on this Labor Day, of course, there are many MLB games on what is traditionally a baseball-centric holiday. 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. Only one in progress, however, the Brewers leading the Cardinals 3-0, going to the second inning in Milwaukee. But later tonight, the White Sox and Orioles, actually that'll be this afternoon, as will the Astros and Reds, Guardians and Royals, Dodgers and Diamondbacks. Later tonight, Padres host the Tigers. The Rays host the Twins. Mariners visit the A's. A Red Sox and Mets tangle it in Queens. Pirates and Cubs at Wrigley. And the Yankees and Rangers down in Arlington this evening. One ball, two strikes to Lapree. The pitch bounced up the middle, charging in Cadu. Shortstop grabs it. Throw on the run to first in time, and the inning is over. But Williamsport adds a run on a pair of hits. One runner left, end of four complete. Williamsport 9, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions,
Division I Power 5 Conference elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, and Williamsport with the big lead here as we enter the fifth. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you. Can't wait to see you at Medler Field at Lebrano Park tomorrow night. One last time in 2024. It's a 6:35 game between the Spikes and the Crosscutters. Fireworks after the game, plus the first 2,000 hot dogs. A buck apiece for Dollar Dog Night to close out the season. First 500 fans get a Dollar Dog Night t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Plus, Ace Baldwin Jr. makes a special appearance. It's all tomorrow night, 6:35. Your last chance to catch the Spikes in action this summer and enjoy the fun, affordable family entertainment at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. First pitch strike to Manny Jackson. Next offering on the off-speed. 0-2, and the ice cream has arrived. I was just telling Jayhawk and the folks over there, you know what? I think Steve's going to go down. He's going to get some ice cream. He's going to get some for me as well. It may turn into a soup by the seventh inning, but he will make the gesture. As the swing and a miss by Manny Jackson is the second strikeout for Zachary Murray. Fourth straight out he has recorded since entering the ballgame.
Score indicates it's an ice cream day.
Yes.
Now, if those Spikes were up 9-1, I also would have bought ice cream.
That's also true, yes. Grant Norris takes a ball upstairs, 0-for-1 so far today, and Grant really came through in a big way in the Trenton series. He was key to helping the Spikes tie the game on two occasions on Saturday night, and then yesterday saw a lot of action at the hot corner and doubled in a pair of runs in the first inning that helped the Spikes build a lead for Nick Cohenstein to hold throughout. Takes a strike, 1-2 now. And the next offering swung on and missed. Third consecutive strikeout for Murray. Two down in the top of the fifth. Cam Buford has the lone Spikes hit to this point, a double in the third inning. Steve, you remarked earlier about how windy it is right now. Tim Battle's actually wearing his hoodie at third base coaching, as is Lasting Millage.
Yeah, you can feel it down there. Wind's about 10 to 15. It's gusting to 20.
We don't get that at all here. It was windy in Trenton as well to start that series. Was not as breezy yesterday as the 0-1 strike.
It's interesting. I mentioned that early. Like, we never see that flag really move. It'll move some.
Yes.
And I don't really know why up here it's not as windy.
0-2, fouled away, first base side.
I mean, it's kind of open in the ballpark to our left.
Yeah.
You know, we have a great view of the highway. It's really scenic.
Gives you that Crosley Field feel to it.
Yeah.
Pitch upstairs for a ball. Appeal down to first. He did not go, says Don Goss.
I mean, it's not the biggest crowd today. Those lifts that Doug brought in as his monster seats, he's only got one out there.
1-2, fouled back. Count remains the same.
Well, they're excited about the title game here.
Oh, yes. Very exciting. Thursday night.
Blood of pulses are racing.
And it's looking more and more as the 1-2 comes in. Lifted to center field on the run, coming in, lunging McCabe, and he's able to put it away for the final out of the inning. Looking a lot more like either Trenton or West Virginia will be the opponent on Thursday night, but technically speaking, entering today, five different teams were still had a path to that title game, including the Spikes, though their chances dwindling down further.
Actually, it's six. Williamsport's in.
Well, that's true. It is true. That is true indeed. Three up, three down for the Spikes. Halfway home at historic Bowman Field, 9-1 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, they got underway quickly here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Then they fouled it back, and I think that's what Boomer looks like without the suit on.
Kyson Donahue leads it off, and he lifts this one in the air to left field, but Cam Buford is right there, makes the catch. And there's one away. Changes in the field for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth as T.J. Pound takes over for Grant Norris at second base. Austin Ball taking over for Manny Jackson at first base. And they'll each replace them in the order as well. Jackie Robinson remains on the mound for the Spikes. A left-hander into his third inning of work. Mitch McCabe, the batter for Williamsport. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Knocked in a run with his fielder's choice in the first. Struck out in the third. And the pitch. And here is a liner into left center field, a base hit. So the ninth hit of the game, and taking off for second is McCabe, and he's in there. It's a hustle double. Well, Mitch McCabe was thinking two off the bat. Tell the Crosscutters have been resurgent pitching and hitting wise. Ryan Hannigan returning. Is that a chart of some kind that Albert has to him? Might be his lineup cards. I think that's actually what it was. They fell out as he was getting into position to make the call. Yeah. Josh Lopez in the right-handed box and takes a ball inside, and it was off the plate. 1-0 to Lopez, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. And the pitch. In the air, left field. Cam Buford sizing it up, now trots forward a few steps, settles up, reaches up, makes a two-handed grab. McCabe stays at second.
A little different now than it was at the beginning of the game when Cam missed. He didn't misjudge it. He didn't see it.
Yeah.
Afternoon game, high sky, Now we've got some clouds that rolled in. It's not as sunny here, and that's why he had no problem with it.
Exactly. And the first time around, he was had his glove way up high, shielded, trying to shield his eyes from the sun, but never saw a baseball that dropped in. No problems here in the fourth in the fifth inning, I should say. And Mikey Floridas, the batter, takes ball one low. Two gone. A runner on second. It has been all crosscutters in this one, their next-to-last home game of the regular season. Of course, they will host the regular season finale Wednesday, then host the second-half champion for the title game on Thursday. And Floridas lifts this one in the air, center field coming on, sliding his heel but unable to make the grab. Coming in to score is McCabe. It'll be an RBI single for Floridas and a 10-1 lead for the crosscutters.
Wait till the fans find out what their treat is on Fan Appreciation Night. We already know.
Yes, indeed. Pinch hitter on for Williamsport as Will Binder will check into the game. I think both managers are starting to empty their benches here with the score in its current state. Get more guys action and some chances to put up some numbers here in the last week of the 2024 season. Binder batting 177 this year, native of Yardley, PA. Of course, right near there this past weekend, at least I was.
I was hurt in Yardley, PA.
Yeah, you were indeed. 0-1, line drive into center field. That's a base hit. Moving up to second, Floridas. So first and second with two outs is Binder with the pinch hit single.
I think Boomer's starting to warm up.
No?
Too early for that, Joe?
Does he have a valid number?
It depends on if you talk to the warden.
Mark Schallenberger, the batter. Two for two with a home run. Swinging for the downs on this one, but it's a high fly ball to center. Caleb Hill shielding his eyes, and he loses it. Drops in for a base hit, and it'll turn into a double. Floridas scores, and the Sun has played some tricks here with the Spikes outfield today. It'll be an RBI double.
You could tell right. Same thing with Buford. Back in, what, the first inning?
Yep.
You could tell right away. Like, I can't see it. You could tell.
And as you point out, Steve, it's not a case of misjudging the ball. You have to be able to judge it first before you misjudge it. And they just have not seen it at all. And Corey Taylor now practicing his uppercut swing, and why not? Put it up in the sun. It may well drop in. Now 11-1 Williamsport with a pair of runs here in the bottom of the fifth.
But remember, they haven't played a day game since the 4th of July.
That's right.
Right, and this group didn't play in that 4th of July game.
They did not.
This is the only day game this group is. I think, did they play one at Frederick?
Yes, there was a day game at
Frederick
Splash. And then Super Splash Day at Medlar Field, LeBron Park.
But the ballpark at State College is different.
Yes.
In terms of how it's angled and everything.
Swing
here,
and a miss.
We've always talked about how different it is here.
Yes.
Late in the game, you know, late in the afternoon.
Yep. Yeah, the shading is different.
Yep.
One ball, one strike, the count to Corey Taylor. 2 outs, bottom of the fifth. The pitch fades in for a strike on the inner half. And of course, it'll be late afternoon into evening tomorrow night when the Spikes host Williamsport for the home finale.
That'll be normal.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
1-2. Tapper to the left side, waiting on it. Russell, third baseman, scoops it up, throw to first, not in time. Taylor beats it out. Binder scores. He was off on contact with 2 outs. Schallenberger held at second. RBI infield single.
The shot back cleanup hitter, number 31.
Third run of the inning for Williamsport. And these are all base hits, but they're not normal base hits.
No. I mean, Jackie should have been out of this inning a while ago. And these aren't errors.
Yeah. They're definitely not. They're just Here's a grounder to the left side. Backhand again, Kadu. He doesn't have a play, and everybody's safe.
That'll be an infield hit because that's not an error either, Joe.
Nope. And that'll be four hits for McGuire Holbrook today.
Because Holbrook was going to beat that play out, wasn't hit hard enough.
Exactly. Really, Parker's only chance there was third, but his angle was so awkward anyway to get that ball to third to try to get Schallenberger that he just didn't have a play.
I mean, ball's hit hard enough. Okay, the last two, no. Oh, and by the way, the one in the outfield was just a lazy fly ball, but he just couldn't see it. So none of these are hard-hit balls.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're Trenton in West Virginia scouting this game. You're like going, okay, so what? That's fine.
Now, Trenton has finished off Frederick today, 5-2.
In a lot of ways.
And that's a strike on the inside corner. Indeed, it does.
Curtin's coming down on Gus.
Yep. The Keys will be eliminated from postseason contention.
Keys, gone.
Mahoning Valley faces West Virginia later tonight, and West Virginia wanting to keep their hopes alive is that one lined foul.
That's the hardest hit ball of the inning. I mean, almost tore Ryan Hannigan's head off.
Yeah, 95 miles an hour. That's a hard hit ball.
Yep. Spike's bullpen will come out and get it.
Yeah, Nick Palumbo.
Yeah, Palumbo will come out.
Working on his wind sprints, a little extra work. 1-2, Tapper foul behind the plate.
Nick said something about how much he just likes that bullpen way better. I don't know what that means. Peden said the same thing. Huh? Strange. Very strange.
And speaking of the bullpen, there is action out there as well. And the pitch, Brandon Berger warming up, misses high and away, 2-2.
I'm interested to see how Ryan Hannigan handles the end of this game.
Yes.
Because he's got the playoff game coming up on Thursday. Is there a need to throw somebody or not?
2-2, fouled back.
As you and I... Look, we won't say it till we get there. We've already been told pretty much how they're going to handle Wednesday.
Yes.
Right? Not exactly, in my opinion, a credit to the game, but I understand what the thought process is.
2-2. That's low for a ball, 3-2.
Tim Battle managed to win.
Yes, he will.
By the way, the Spikes have clinched a winning record for the whole year.
Yes, they have.
They're the only team, I think, with 40 wins, I think.
That's right. Across both halves, you combine them both. Spikes have the best record in the MLB draft league. Runners go on the 3-2 pitch. Up high, ball four. And it did not miss by much, but it did miss.
It did miss.
Well, bases loaded. Walk brings in another Williamsport run.
10th batter of the inning coming up.
That's the fourth RBI for Ollie Lapreed.
Yep.
Now, Kyson Donahue, the batter, is Josh Spiegel, is coming out to the mound to talk things over with Jackie Robinson.
You know, here's the problem. There was two outs and one on when this started. Two outs, one on.
Yeah.
Then after that, it's been single, single, double, single, single, walk. Right? And the hardest hit ball has been a foul ball. Two infield hits, a ball lost in the sun.
First pitch to Donahue, swung on and missed. Off speed from Jackie.
But we have ice cream.
We do have ice cream.
I feel like it's saving grade. I brought, by the way, napkins.
I think I will be in need of those.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Put that there like that. This should work out very nice for you.
Oh, yes. Fly ball down the left field line. Buford on the run. Dives after it. It tumbles foul onto the warning track. But what an effort by Cam.
Okay. Now, let me talk about that for a second. For anybody that would sit there and go, 13-1, they're just mailing it in right now. Okay? I want to show you that play. There is a professional pride that everybody has to show their best. All the time. There's no such thing as mailing it. Once in a while, now the only time I'll be highly critical of somebody is if, for example, they hit a ball and they're jogging down to first or whatever like that instead of running it out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like, hey, what are you doing there? But all these guys play like that. There's a pride to it. I can let it go. No, I'm not going to let it go. It's on my job to let it go.
Yeah. 0-2. Fastball off the plate outside. Donahue lays off.
Your team is down 13-1, and you lay out like that?
That sends a message to everybody else.
Now you're playing for tomorrow.
1-2, grounder to the second baseman, Pound. Scoops it up, toss to first, ball is there. Inning is over.
These guys know that tomorrow they're going to be playing in front of a big crowd at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. They're setting the tone for tomorrow by how hard they're playing tonight because they appreciate the fans at home.
Absolutely. And again, it's Fan Appreciation Night tomorrow in Happy Valley, and the Spikes appreciate each and every one of their fans who come to Spikes games. They feed off that energy. They're going to do it tomorrow as well. Things not going so well today. It's 13-1 Williamsport, but we'll play this one out and be back for the home finale tomorrow night at 6:35. More after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Will Binder goes to third. Mikey Floridis goes to short. And that will be the changes made with Austin Rocaforte at the plate, and Joe enjoying vanilla ice cream.
I was, yes. Very delicious ice cream, especially on a nice Labor Day, temperatures in the 70s.
Oh, a butterfly down in the on-deck circle.
Just the vision of a great summer day at the ballpark. Yeah. Pitching tight for a ball, 2-0 to Rocaforte. Next offering, a strike on the outer half from Zachary Murray.
Tuesday means dollar dogs.
Yes, indeed.
Walking tacos, half price.
Oh, yes. There's a strike on the outer half, 2-2. One more time this year. Half price walking tacos throughout the game. And for the first time this year, dollar dog night. And why not on a Tuesday night with the students back at Penn State?
Ace Baldwin there, Big Ten men's basketball defensive player of the year, back for his senior year. He'll be meeting, greeting, signing, taking pictures.
Oh, yes. Throwing out the first pitch. He'll be part of an on-field contest. The 2-2 breaking ball low. Appeal down to first, no go. 3-2.
He'll have an area to do it, unlike some people who have to take their pictures while in the concession line. What?
Called strike three on the outside corner. Maybe.
Oh boy.
Well, to go is the fourth strikeout for Murray, and that might be a let's get this over with call. But yeah. Spikes are still working hard. You know that. Here's Kyle Russell. He's knocked in the lone Spikes run of the game with a sacrifice fly, and he takes a strike. Fastball that was on the outer edge of the zone, 0-1.
Some days it just happens like this.
Yep.
I mean, this is sports.
And the 0-1, sharp grounder to second, taken by Taylor, throw to first in time, two down.
I mean, it's not as if you're, like, leaving guys all on base left and right. They have one hit. It's the Buford double. Well, I mean, Williamsport can't bank these runs.
Nope.
I think the Spikes will beat them tomorrow night. That'll be fun.
Oh, yes.
In fact, they'll end up taking 2 out of 3 in this series. I'm not that worried about it. What? Somebody in the organization has shown some confidence.
Parker Cadu takes the ball down and in.
It's not going to be the grounds crew.
1-0. That is low for ball two. Now, with James only having gone 3 innings, Murray's in line to be the pitcher of record in this one today. 2-0 pitch is low for ball three.
Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see in the 8th and 9th innings, if this stays the way it is,
yep,
what Ryan Hannigan will do.
Mm-hmm. Called strike.
In other words, does he throw a position player? That's my point.
Exactly. I mean, he's trying to, you know, he's trying to arrange the pitching staff for Thursday's championship game as the pitch down and in ball four.
In other words, like, I would suppose that Murray could give him a couple of innings on Thursday night because it's a Monday.
Yes.
So there, you're not wasting him. Tomorrow's the day that, like, we'll be iffy about guys pitching on Thursday. And we have no idea. This was supposed to be the starting pitcher tomorrow.
Exactly. Murray was slated to start Tuesday night as Josh Spiegel smacks this one toward right center field. That'll fall in and roll to the wall. Extra bases for Spiegel as Cadu rounds third. He will score. Josh with an RBI double. He has knocked in at least one run in 5 of his last 6 games, and it draws the Spikes to their second run of the night.
18th RBI for Josh Spiegel, most of them in the past 2.5 weeks. And that is his 6th double, and 4 of those have been in the last 2.5 weeks. In fact, 5 of those have been in the last 2.5 weeks, 5 of the 6.
And Josh has picked out that right center field gap.
You
That's
sure
has.
He's got that opposite field, like J.D. Martinez type of swing.
Yes. And all of his home runs this year have been opposite field as well.
Well, the last one was straightaway center.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm going to go out to the batter's eye. I want to see if he dented it.
He may have.
I mean, that thing is rocketing out of there. It was 422 feet. You could hear the clank in the booth.
0-1 to Caleb Hill. Grounder on to first. Batted down by Donahue, but then trickles away. Around third is Spiegel. There'll be a throw to the plate. It's not in time. And there's some hustle from Josh Spiegel to score. Caleb Hill is aboard. But the misplay will allow another spiked run to score.
Buford laid out. Okay. Cadu gets a 2-out walk. Spiegel, 2-out double RBI. Hill hustles out on a ball that's juggled at first, and Spiegel sprints home from second. I mean, no quit. This team defines it.
Exactly. Well, you know, they're led by a guy named Tim Battle, and we know the battles that Tim has been through.
On and off the field.
On and off the field, and he laid it out to the guys at the start of both halves. Listen, my name's Battle. We are going to continue to battle no matter what. And that's what the Spikes do. And the 0-1 to Carmine Lane is upstairs for a ball. It'll be an E3 that puts Hill on and brings Spiegel in. So the first error of the game for either side. A throw to first and Hill back standing. Top of the 6th inning. Now 13-3, but the Spikes aren't done yet. As we said time and again, there's a grounder. That's a nice snag by Jared Brown on the top step of the Williamsport dugout.
He's still got it. He still has it.
Certainly does. He was actually going to toss the ball into the crowd, but there's the netting behind there at the top of the dugout.
It's a very fan-friendly place.
1-2. And Lane slices this one foul, first base side.
Lane could hit when he was at South Florida. 22 home runs, 105 knocked in. He had 309. His problem in the Marlins organization after they made him a 19th round pick is for whatever reason he couldn't hit.
Mm-hmm. And he really didn't do much catching at South Florida. It was mostly while with the Marlins. Here's a grounder on to short, taken by Floridas, flipped to second in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes had two runs on a hit and error. They leave one and a 5.5 here at historic Bowman Field. Williamsport 13, State College 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Change in the field for the Spikes and Sebastian Castro entering the game in center field. And another is the new man on the mound for State College is right-hander Brandon Berger, the Canton native, most recently out of Seton Hill University. Started his MLB Draft League season with two appearances for Mahoning Valley, but pitched the tail end of the first half for the Spikes and all the second.
Was never happy though.
No.
Pete and Palumbo weren't happy at their previous starts. Something about Happy Valley. It brings joy.
It's right there in the name. Mitch McCabe, Josh Lopez, Mikey Floridas, 7-8-9 batters due up for the Crosscutters as the first pitch to McCabe hits him on the left arm. So McCabe on base for the second time. First hit batsman for either side. Berger making his 14th appearance for the Spikes. He has 5 starts, 1-2, 8.51 ERA, 2 holds to his credit, 24 and a third innings, 29 runs, 23 earned, 34 hits, 16 strikeouts, 24 walks.
It's only the second batter he's hit all year. The whole season, only the second one he's hit.
Josh Lopez 0 for 3 today.
Absolute double play candidate here.
No question.
I know, yeah, I know what the score is, but still.
Yes. Actually, the only member of the, I checked that, Donahue has not recorded a base hit, though he did walk with the bases loaded. Lopez, the only member of the starting lineup who hasn't reached base.
That was the West Virginia story the other night. Every hitter in the lineup got a hit.
Yeah.
So, mentioned that David Carpenter after the game. He says, yeah, I just saw that. I said, yeah, I witnessed it.
1-0 to Lopez. Berger delivers. Fastball upstairs. Ball 2.
Gave the recommendation of Muriel's down at Fairmont.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good spot.
Yeah. Way to go, Carp.
Knows his way. The man knows his way around the Morgantown area.
Oh, my goodness.
2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. 2-1.
Absolutely. Now. I haven't been there in 32 years. I appreciate the police escort. Because we're on the buses, we get one.
So oh, yes.
I'm not saying me personally.
Although, judging from previous experiences, you might need one.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss, 2-2.
So we're going down. We stayed 45 minutes away.
Yes.
Like 45 miles south. So we have to go from Bridgeport up to Morgantown. Okay. Buses, five buses, yep. Police escort, the whole thing. An extremely high-end SUV passes us.
Yes. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball up and in.
Two people leaning out of the car, flipping double birds at us. Right. And, of course, people, like, think that, like, makes some difference. All those of us just sit there going, really? Okay, so. It's like, oh, no, they don't like us. Really?
Yeah. Wanna,
right? And I looked at everybody in the bus. I said, you had enough money to buy the vehicle. I said, nothing left over to buy class.
All right. Called strike three on the 3-2 to Lopez. Strikeout number one for Brandon Berger today. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. If you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Mike B. Florida's founds it back to the back shop.
I mean, that it becomes comical,
mm-hmm.
like how people react, right? Flipping birds and everything. That's like, and you're just like, you know, pulling past fraternity. He's like going, okay, does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
You're not hurting anybody's feeling on this bus.
Oh, one upstairs, ball one.
Nobody get off the bus. They don't like us.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think everybody kind of knew that it wasn't exactly going to be a warm reception.
No, but it's like, but this is everywhere. Everywhere you go, it's like this. This is not unusual.
Yeah.
Right. And you sit there, and of course, I'm sitting in the very back row. It's very comfortable there.
Oh yeah.
It is. No, it's like, and I'll be sitting there going, really.
1-2. Lifted foul, first base side.
I mean, most of the time, I'm just trying to look around and see how close we are to the stadium. Because, you know, hey, we're almost there now, so let's go.
Yep.
I got a pregame show at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Falling two strikes. Berger delivers. Upstairs a ball, 2-2.
I got a couple of rude comments walking from the bus up there.
Yeah.
Right? It hurt. It was like our fans. No.
just kidding.
No, but like a couple of things were said. I think you just ignore it and keep going. Yeah. It's like, really? Come on.
2-2. Popped up. First base side. Austin Ball shields his eyes. And ball felt out of play. But even Austin Ball having some difficulty staring up into the sun.
Yeah. He's going to lead it off the next inning. His last two hits have been doubles.
Great to see Austin. Yeah, his very first swing as a spike was a home run.
Yep.
He's a guy you wish so much success for. Of course, they pitched around him here in the MLB Draft League for a lot of time after that. Pop up on the infield. Second baseman Pound takes charge and puts it away. McCabe remains at first. Two gone.
Now, imagine what it would have been like if it had been a night game.
Cool.
I mean, it almost ended at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a skeletal crowd at the end.
Yeah, it wasn't quite the same at the outset. I was listening to the game, and I heard Brian Tripp tell you guys that Drew Aller didn't even have to use his ears to, or his hands to cup his ear holes to hear the helmet mic.
That's right.
Past the initial stages
That's
of the
right.
game.
I mean, that was when it was filled.
Yes. By the second quarter.
I mean, you got to play with the lead. Penn State got to the lead right away and just play with the lead. That was it.
0-1 to Will Binder now at shortstop, and that pitch bounced in. I think it hit Albert Jones.
He's at third. Floridi's moved to short.
Ah, that's correct. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm using all my good material now. I got to be on SiriusXM at 5.
You're refining it here. You're workshopping it. 1-1 foul back to the screen.
Nice. I had some great material. So if you see somebody pulled over on the side of the road doing, on his phone, I should not be calling for help. just easier. I can hear easier.
One ball, two strikes. Berger delivers. Fastball upstairs, ball two.
Let's see. Who am I on with? I am on with Bobby Carpenter.
Okay.
And Roy Philpott.
Yeah.
There you go. Been on with Carpenter before. Philpott I really like.
Yeah.
I've never met him, though.
2-2, and line drive and snagging it on the dive is T.J. Pound. You talk about effort all over the place for the Spikes. You still got guys laying out and making fantastic plays in the field.
Wow. That Buford, the try he made, then this. Meanwhile, they're going to do their version of the horse race.
Yes.
With hats on. And where'd they get these? Dollar General? What? I'm asking. Just a question or the comment? I'm asking. I know Baker's going to pitch, by the way. You want to know why? He's the only left-hander they had left.
Yep. So it'll be a new man on the mound for the Crosscutters. It'll be Austin Ball, T.J. Pound, Cam Buford due up in the seventh for the Spikes. 13-3 Crosscutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Williams Ford leading State College 13-3. New man on the mound for the Crosscutters is Luke Baker. And after delving into his ice cream, well, mine turned into vanilla soup. But
sorry.
Thank you very much, Steve. Here is a man who is anything but new to this, Steve Jones.
Thank you very much, Joe. Here we go. Austin Ball, the leadoff against Luke Baker, is making his sixth appearance of the year. The left-hander in relief of Zach Murray. And the pitch, and Ball takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Last two hits for him in doubles, including yesterday's 1-for-4 with a double. He's driven in 16 with 8 doubles on the year. And the pitch to Austin. There's a strike. It's 1-1. Baker making his sixth appearance. 3 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He struck out 3, walked 6, hit 1. Pitched against the Spikes back on August 25th, 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 runs, both earned, struck out 1, walked 3. That's a strike. It is 1-2. 13-3, Williamsport, yet you'd never know it, by the way the Spikes have played in certain areas today. Buford laying out for a foul ball. Pound laying out to catch a line drive. 1-2. That's a strike call. Strike 3, got a breaking ball. So Ball strikes out, and that'll bring Pound to the plate. T.J. Pound, 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk, stole 2 bases, scored a run, hitting 146. No home runs, 6 knocked in with a double. Mentioned he stole 2 bases yesterday. That's a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. He now has 3 stolen bases on the year, 3-for-3. I didn't get any ice cream for J.D. I was told he was lactose intolerant. No? Bad info? Sorry. That pitch is a strike. 1-1. Who knew? I got the information from Jerry. Here's the pitch. That is down the right field line, slicing foul. He said, I'll take JD's ice cream. I said, okay. He's lactose intolerant. I said, I'm sorry. 1-2 the count. To think I was trying to be nice and courteous. Cam Buford on deck. As Pound gets a new bat after breaking that one. It's been a windy day today. Blowing to right. That both home runs, by the way, have been to right field. And I felt Schellenberger's needed no help, but the home run hit by Lepred did. And the 1-2. Up high at the letters, it's even at 2-2. So tomorrow night is 6:35. Gates open at 5:30. So if you have a chance, walk up tomorrow night. The weather's going to be great. If you like your tickets in advance, you can do that three different ways. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him two outs. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeBikes.com or go to the box office. But you can always walk up too. Tomorrow night, our version of Fan Appreciation Night, where the lineup is solid and the action is hot. Ace Baldwin will be there tomorrow night. The pitch to Buford, who has a double. Takes a strike. 0-1 the count. This staff has thrown a steady diet of breaking stuff all day. James threw nothing but sliders, changes, and curves. Baker's doing the same thing. 0-1. Outside, 1-1 the count. Murray, by the way, has a chance for the third highest number of wins in Cutter's history today. Because he would be the pitcher of record. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Ace Baldwin, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in basketball, will be there tomorrow. Ace will meet, greet, sign, take pictures with you tomorrow at the ballpark. Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. 2-1. Line drive left center field. And snagged by Floridis, who climbed the ladder to reel it in to end the inning. An outstanding play by Mikey at short. Nothing across. Seventh inning stretch time. The only thing that could make it worse is if Boomer sings it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Brandon Berger back to work. 13-3 Williamsport. They've added the spikes 14-2 on this Labor Day. Mark Schellenberger will lead it off, and Schellenberger's had a terrific day. He's 3-for-3, walked and scored in the first. Solo homer to right in the second, went 375 feet. Singled to right and scored in the fourth. Knocked in a run with a double, then scored in the fifth. First pitch, a strike, get his 0-1. And the pitch to Schallenberger. It's down low for a ball. Schallenberger now has that average up to 252 with his 3-for-3 day today. And the 1-1. That is lined to center field. Coming over Castro. He doesn't see it. It falls for a base hit. He throws to second. Schallenberger goes for second. He has himself a double. He's 4-for-4 in the game. And Castro misplayed it in part because I don't think he could see it. These players are not used to playing day baseball. It's interesting. When the college players come over and play, same thing with them. They're not used to day baseball except maybe like a Sunday afternoon game. Sunday afternoons they at least play some. In the minor leagues, when they're down in the Florida Gulf Coast League, they always play morning games. So when they finally get north and they play night games, they love it. That is fouled at the plate, but these guys are used to playing night games. Spikes played an afternoon game on July 25th. Super splash day against Frederick. Then they played another afternoon game at Frederick just a couple days later. They haven't played one since. And the pitch. It's on the ground to short. Cadu has it. Throws to first in time. Schallenberger goes to third. One out. And that'll bring to the plates McGuire Holbrook, who's had a terrific day. He's 4-for-4. And Holbrook's taken his average up to 248. Holbrook singled, knocked in a run in the first, scored, singled, knocked in a run, scored in the second, doubled, knocked in a run in the fourth, infield hit in the fifth. He's knocked in 3 runs today, scored 2, and takes a ball. It's 1-0. One ball and no strikes the count. One out with Schallenberger on third. 13-3 Williamsport. The pitch. Inside 2-0. 5 in the first, 3 in the second. That's where they hit the 2 home runs by LaPrade and Schallenberger. 1 in the fourth and 4 runs were scored in the fifth. And the pitch. Up high, gets away, goes all the way to the backstop, but Schallenberger does not advance. Ryan Hannigan was not going to send him from third, especially the way that bounced and came right back to the plate. He would have been out. But it's also been a day where the Spikes have lost 3 balls in the sun. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball 4. So he walks him on 4 pitches. So a couple notes on Murray for you. Murray is in line to be the winning pitcher. That'll make it the 3rd highest win total for any pitcher in Cutter's history. And the strikeout numbers he has now. And in this ball game today, he struck out 4 more. That gives Murray a total of 64 strikeouts this season. That is the highest number for a Williamsport pitcher in the MLB Draft League era. Here is LaPrade. LaPrade's had a good day, including a 2-run homer. On the ground, up the middle, off the mound. Cadu has it at the bag. 1 on the first. Double play, and the inning is over. So, no runs, a hit, and 1 left. And at the end of 7 full, it's 13-3 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Top half of the eighth inning. The left-hander Luke Baker back to work for Williamsport. After working a 1-2-3 seventh, the Cutters lead it 13-3. And Baker back on the mound here. It's been one of his longer appearances, in fact, for the Cutters. Like I said, he's pitched five games coming in and only had three innings of work. Baker, 6'6", 205 pounds. He's 22 years of age out of the University of Dayton. Lives in Gainesville, Florida. He will turn 23 on the 25th of this month. Austin Rocaforte at the top of the order takes a strike. It's 0-1. Steady diet of curveballs today, with the exception of Murray. He's the only one that really mixed in a legitimate fastball. Rocaforte, Russell, Cadu, top of the order for the Spikes. And he fouled that one off, and good job on deck by Russell that time of then using his bat to deflect it and deaden the ball. 0-2 the count. Actually have on deck circles here. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Low and inside. 1-2 the count to Rocaforte. 0-1. He walked in the first. 4-pitch walk in the third. Struck out looking in the sixth. Bats from the right side. Baker the left. He goes set. And Luke Baker delivers. In the dirt, it evens the count at 2-2. Outfield straight away and Rocaforte not deep. I'll say this, though. The right fielder, McCabe, is very close to the line of right. It's a huge gap in right center. I mean, McCabe is really close to the line of right. 2-2. That's fouled to the Cutters dugout. Into the netting, it should be pointed out. And Lasting's millage could not get the carom. Shakes his head. 2-2 the count. 6:35 tomorrow. Dollar Dog Night. First 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt. Ace Baldwin will be on hand. Meet, greet, sign, take pictures. Fireworks after the game. 2-2. He fouled that one at the plate off his left foot. Still 2-2. It's another curveball. Good walk up tomorrow night. Love to see you. It's going to be a great night. 72 degrees. 0% chance of rain. It's going to be a beautiful September night for baseball. If you want your tickets in advance, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office. 2-2 on Rocaforte. Baker, the left-hander, goes set and delivers. Up high, full 3-2. Rocaforte with two walks today, now 14 on the season, has run the count full 3-2. The pitch. That's a slow roller, left side being charged by Binder. Throw to first and gets him by a half step. One out. Kyle Russell is 0-2, wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the third and grounded out to second in the sixth. Plate with the maroon shoes and the yellow batting gloves. The pitch. That's a strike. Gets 0-1. Starts him out that time with a slider. 0-1 the count. No balls on a strike. The pitch. Fouled that strike back. That sacrifice fly by Russell was his second of the season, giving him 18 RBIs. 13-3 cutters, top of the eighth inning. The Divide hit the spikes 15-2. Here's the set. And the 0-2 to Kyle Russell. Outside corner call, strike three. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Luke Baker. And that's 11 strikeouts today for the Cutters staff.
Shortstop Parker Cadu.
Parker Cadu at the plate. 0-for-2, struck out swinging in the first, struck out swinging in the third, walked and scored in the sixth. When Mills the bat now levels it once and he's ready. Baker to the plate. That is sliced down the left field line, foul to the picnic area, which is completely empty today. 0-1 the count. Not a soul over there today on this Labor Day. Interesting. 0-1 the count. Here at the top of the eighth inning with two outs and the bases empty. Becker delivers. Checked it. That's up high. 1-1. And fastball that time. Here's the set by Baker and the pitch. That's outside. It's now 2-1. No action at all in the Cutters bullpen. I have to wonder if the thought process is can Baker finish the game? The pitch. It's down low with a curveball. Just missed. It's 3-1. Again, he hasn't thrown a lot of innings. He had five appearances, three innings. So here in appearance six, he's trying to finish out here his second inning. The pitch. Call, strike two. It's 3-2. Cutter that time. Three balls, two strikes to Parker Cadu. On its way. Call, strike three, got him, and the inning is over. Baker, good job. Maybe his best appearance with the Cutters this year. Spikes go in order, and Baker's retired all six he has faced. End of 7.5. It is 13-3 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Tyson Donahue will lead it off against Brandon Burgert here in the bottom of the eighth inning, followed by Mitch McCabe and Josh Lopez. Donahue is 0-for-3 today. He walked with the bases loaded to knock in a run in the first. The pitch, that's a strike. It's 0-1. He then struck out swinging in the second, flew to left in the fifth, and grounded out to second to end the fifth. sent 10 batters to the plate that inning, and he hit twice. Down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. As Burgert went curveball that time. Field straight away. Castro maybe about 20 steps into right center field. Swing and a miss. 88-mile-per-hour fastball from Burgert that time, and Brandon's ahead 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Donahue. And the pitch. Hit in the air. Center field. Castro coming on. Coming on. It's going to fall for base hit. Perfectly placed by Donahue. And a leadoff single to center. 16th hit of the game for the Cutters. The first for Donahue. And here's Mitch McCabe. McCabe is 1-for-3. Fielder's choice did not get a run in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Doubled and scored in the fifth. And hit by a pitch to lead off the sixth. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch. In tight, gets away. And jogging down to second will be Donahue on the wild pitch. Three Cutters. Five in the first, three in the second, one in the fourth, four more in the fifth. Spikes have one in the third and two in the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cutter that time up in the zone. 1-1 the count. 1-1 the count. Burgert goes set. Brandon to the plate. It's a slow roller. Goes past Burgert. Barehanded there. Everybody's safe. Gaudu barehanded it. Knew he had no play, and that's an infield hit. Was that the fourth hit this game that hasn't left the infield? First and third with nobody out. Josh Lopez. He's the only guy in the starting lineup today that doesn't have a hit. He is 0-for-4, struck out looking in the first, flew to center in the third, flew to left in the fifth, and struck out looking in the sixth. Nobody out, first and third, bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, got away from Spiegel, down to second. Will go McCabe, no advance by Donahue from third, second and third now with a one out, and that will be a wild pitch. So second and third, nobody out. 0-1 the count on Josh Lopez. Lopez has driven in 17 this season. And the pitch. Down low, Spiegel blocked that one. It's 1-1. Lopez playing in his 32nd game. Burgert to the plate. That just missed up top. 2-1 the count. Fastball that time. There is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. I think they'd love to have Burgert get somehow get through this inning to save everybody for tomorrow and Wednesday. The 2-1 swing and a miss. It's 2-2. That one had a little movement to it that time. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Burgert goes set and delivers. Down low, full 3-2. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's already 13-3 Cutters. Second and third, nobody out. Lopez in that right-handed box. Floridi is on deck. 3-2. It's on the ground. Foul. Pass Ronnie Hannigan in the third base coaching box. Right now, just doing a lot of tossing in the bullpen. Not throwing hard yet. And now they've stopped throwing. Berger goes set and is 3-2 coming up to Lopez. Here it is. Foul straight back to the screen. Second and third with nobody out. Castro, the center fielder, now maybe about 15, 20 steps into right center against the left-handed hitter. Berger gets what he wants from Josh Spiegel. 3-2. On the ground to short. Run will score. Cadu charges. Throws to first in time. Dropped on the transfer by Ball as he wanted to go to third, but there's one out and one run in. It's now 14-3. Lopez will get his 18th RBI out of it. Moving to third is McCabe. Floridis at the plate is 1-for-4. Grounded out to second in the first. Popped out to the pitcher, Robinson, in the third. Single knocked in a run, scored a run in the fifth, and he popped out to pound at second base in the sixth. First pitch to him, a ball, one ball, no strikes. So one out, and McCabe on third, one run in. 14-3 Cutters. The pitch in the air. Ball has it behind first base. Makes the catch. No advance by McCabe. Retreats to third, two outs. Will Binder at the top of the order. One plate appearance for him today. Excuse me, two plate appearances today. 1-for-2, singled and scored in the fifth. And then lined out on a great diving play by T.J. Pound in the sixth as he laid out going to his right. Going toward the bag at second. So Binder now with two outs, the pitch. It is just a bit high to him as he went fastball that time. 1-0 the count. Spikes in the ninth inning as Spiegel, Castro, and Lane do 4, 5, and 6. Fouled to our right, clears the roof and out of play. It's 1-1. Fastball at 89 from Brandon Berger. 1-1 the count. Binder waits as Berger goes set. McCabe leads off third. The pitch. Fastball, strike in the outer half. 1-1. Check at 1-2. 87 with that one. Ball and two strikes. Berger to the plate. Curveball, foul, first base side, clears everything and out of play. Count remains 1-2. 14-17-1 for the Cutters. 3-2-0 for the Spikes on this Labor Day. Last game of a four-game road trip. Fouled over our heads and out of play. Home tomorrow and then back up here on Wednesday night. Then the Cutters get the additional game, hosting the championship game on Thursday night. Here is the set by Berger. And the pitch. Down low, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Set by Berger and a 2-2 count coming up to Binder. The pitch up high, full 3-2. Earlier today, Trenton beat Frederick 5-2. That eliminated the Spikes from the second half championship possibility. The pitch, down low, ball 4. So Binder does a good job of working a professional walk there because he fouled off so many pitches to stay alive. Yeah, first and third with two outs, and here comes Schellenberger, who's had a terrific day today. Walked in the first, and then he's reeled off four consecutive hits. Solo homer into the bullpen in right that went 375 feet in the second. Single to right, scored in the fourth. Doubled, knocked in a run, then scored a run in the fifth, and he doubled to center in the seventh. He has lifted his average to 256 today with his 4-for-4. It's down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. He's knocked in two today. So Schallenberger now with that home run has two home runs and 17 knocked in. Tack on that double. He now has pitch. Now it's five doubles. It's going to be eight doubles. 1-1 the count. Got nine total bases today on hits. 1-1 the count. Outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. If they have any shot at winning the championship on Thursday night, his bat will be one of the key ones. And he is a holdover from the first half. So he was a part of that group that won the championship in the first half. 2-1. Wrapped on the ground. Wide of the bag at first. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Schallenberger today is playing in his 49th game. Flock of birds over left field. 2-2 the count. Berger goes set and delivers. Curveball inside, 3-2. So I know that Ryan Hannigan does not want to run, but Will Binder on 3-2, two outs, will run from first as Austin Ball play behind him. 3-2. Binder takes off. Checked it. Ball four. Bases loaded. Bases loaded here with two outs. And here comes Corey Taylor. Taylor is 2-for-5. Single to the left, scored in the first. Flew to center in the second. Struck out swinging back in the fourth. In the fifth, he singled, was stranded at third, and in the seventh, he grounded out to short. So Taylor 2-for-5. Two guys tonight this afternoon are 4-for-4, Holbrook and Schallenberger. Both 4-for-4 this afternoon. Low and outside to Taylor, it's 1-0. Start him out with a slider. One ball, no strikes. Been a windy Labor Day afternoon. And it's been all cutters from the outset. 1-0. Fouled it straight back to the screen. It's 1-2. Ball and a strike tomorrow night. Ace Baldwin on hand. Meet, greet, sign, take pictures. Dollar Dog Night. First 500 fans will get a Dollar Dog t-shirt. Fireworks after the game. 1-1 the count, the pitch. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. You can walk up tomorrow night. Gates open at 5:30. You want your tickets in advance, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office. 1-2 the count on Corey Taylor with the bases loaded, two outs, one run in the bottom of the eighth inning, 14-3 cutters. And the 1-2. It's fouled straight back to the screen, rolls down below us. It's still 1-2. Berger went curveball that time. 1-2 the count. Berger looking to finish the bottom of the eighth inning here. Taylor waits in the right-handed box, and the right-hander Berger goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Went upstairs to do that to end the inning. So Berger gets his second strike out of the ballgame, and it's brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay to the ninth inning we go. 14-3 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
9th inning, and Logan Berrier is in the game. And Berrier, the right-hander, is making his 15th appearance, 0-1 with a 3.38 ERA. 18 2/3, 12 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned. So fewer hits than innings pitched, that's excellent. 16 strikeouts, only 4 walks, a 4-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. He's hit 2. Opposing hitters, 185 against him. And he would be a guy that in a closing situation, they would turn to either him or probably Krugelwitz in the championship game if they have a chance to win it. Baker did a heck of a job. Went 2 innings and struck out 4, retired all 6. And Logan Berrier now takes over here in the 9th. Josh Spiegel, he is 1-for-3 with an RBI double and has also scored a run. Berrier, 6'1", 175 pounds, 23 years of age, from North Las Vegas, Nevada. Did his pitching at the University of Maryland down in College Park. Low and outside to Spiegel, 1-0 the count. Spiegel is 1-for-3, struck out swinging in the second, grounded the third and the fourth, and that double to knock in a run that scored a run in the 6th. And the pitch to Josh. In there for a strike, 1-1 the count. Good pitch by Berrier. For Spiegel, that was his 18th RBI and his 6th double. 12 of those runs knocked in and 5 of those 6 doubles in the last 2.5 weeks. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 and Cutter that time. It's interesting the way they play right field here. The right fielder, McCabe, is very close to the line. Now, he's not as dramatically close as he was against Rocaforte. That one got away from everybody. It's under the category of complete miss. It's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Top of the 9th inning, 14-3 Cutters. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. It was not a strike that he swung at. But he's down. And here comes Castro. Castro making his first plate appearance today. Comes in at 115. No home runs, nothing knocked in with a double and a triple. He went 0-for-3 yesterday at Trenton with 2 walks. Stole a base, scored a run. Places Caleb Hill, who went 0-for-3. High and away for a ball to Castro. It's 1-0. Went 93 with the fastball. Remember, James threw a steady diet of changeups, curveballs, and sliders, mostly curveballs, to start the game. Swing and a miss. This guy comes in and is throwing 93. So after seeing a bunch of pitches between 72 and 84 to start the game. Now they're seeing 93. The 1-1 way outside. 92 with that one. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Castro waits in the left-handed box. Off the line at third is Binder. Way outside, it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Barrier, unusual for a pitcher, wears number one. 3-1 the count. The pitch. There's a strike, it's 3-2. He backed away that time, but it was on the inside corner. And I mean healthy on the inside corner. Yet Sebastian backed away from it that time. I mean, that pitch wasn't close. It was a strike. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Two batters, two strikeouts. Here is Carmine Lane, who's 0-3. Grounded to second in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. And a fielder's choice to end the sixth. Cutter's looking to end it right here with a 14-3 lead.
Designated hitter, Carmine
Lane. Lane bats from the right side. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 94. That's his top out number so far. Barrier pitched at the University of Maryland. To the plate. Low and outside. That was the changeup that time, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. With two outs, the base is clean here in the top of the ninth inning. Gates open at 5:30 tomorrow night. Walk up and join us, 2-0. Swing and a miss, it's 2-1. First 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt, Dollar Dog Night all night long, half-price walking tacos all night long. Ace Baldwin there. Meet, greet, sign, take photos. Pitch, swing, and a miss. It's 2-2. And fireworks. Big fireworks show after the game tomorrow night. And the weather, primo. No issues. Way better than Saturday. I can assure you. 2-2. And it got away. The appeal. And it was a ball. He didn't swing. That's always awkward. Ball gets away. They're appealing. Well, if it's strike three, he can run to first, but he's waiting for the appeal. It's like, no. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. That's part of this game today. There's no replay official. Here's the 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. So Lane's aboard. And here is Austin Ball. Only plate appearance. He struck out. He's 0-1. That was an unusual. It had nothing to do with the on-field guys on Saturday. I mean, they were fine. But somebody's got to explain to me what targeting really is. Inside and low for a ball. Jack Ham's looking. He says, Steve, what's targeting? I looked at him. He said, I don't know. Nobody could tell. One time I saw a targeting call when a guy's helmet hit his shoulder pad. It was in a bowl game. I'm like, what are we doing here? The pitch. That's a strike, 1-1. And Donaldson clearly goes down at the third. He goes, nah, first down. We confirmed it. Confirmed what? The line to game was a 29. Like, okay. I mean, this is from, remember, Penn State won. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Tomorrow night, 6:35. Gates open at 5:30. Weather's going to be even better than this. Less wind. 1-2 the count. The pitch. Hit high in the air. Deep to center field, but playable. Underneath it, waiting for it, and putting it away to end the game. Is LaPrade, and the Cutters go. go wire to wire on this particular Labor Day and win it. The final, 14-3. Post game in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So So on this Labor Day, it's wire to wire for the Williamsport Crosscutters, who have played exponentially better at home in the second half than they have on the road. And it showed today. They won 14-3 over the Spikes. Your numbers, 14 runs, 17 hits, an error for the Cutters. They left 10. The Spikes had 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and left 4. Zach Murray gets the win. He's 8-3, the third highest win total in a season for a Cutters pitcher. Chris Shull takes the loss. He's 1-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 50 minutes before 1,179. Joe and I did a guess the attendance before the game, and he won. You want to tell them what my number was?
It started with a 1.
I may have been a bit low.
A little bit. A little bit.
And it wasn't triple digits.
Yep.
But they went it by a score of 14-3. Tomorrow night, look, gates open at 5:30. Walk up and join us tomorrow, because it's going to be a great night. Ace Baldwin will be there. He will be meeting, greeting, signing, taking photos with you. The Big Ten Basketball Defensive Player of the Year, all Big Ten selection. It'll be Dollar Dog Night all night long. First 500 fans, by the way, will get a Dollar Dog T-shirt. Plus, it's Walking Taco Tuesday, so half price on Walking Tacos, and a fabulous fireworks show after the game. You can walk up and enjoy, and walk up and join us. Or if you prefer to have your tickets ahead of time, you can do that. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com, your only online source. Or you can go to the box office. Most important thing is join us. We're going to have a blast tomorrow night. A lot of fun. Before the game will be a blast. After the game will be an absolute blast because of fireworks and in between a lot of fun baseball. The Spikes officially, by the way, out of the second half race as Trenton won today. When that happened, that ended the Spikes' hopes in the second half. This result meant nothing to that. But the Spikes, the weird thing is, for the whole season, have the best record in the league.
Yes, they do. The only team at 40 wins right now,
right,
when you factor both halves in to the full record.
But the important part is we're going to have fun for the final time at the ballpark in 2024 tomorrow night, 6:35. Gates open at 5:30. We can't wait to see you. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.